We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're discussing the third of the Lamatas Melachos, that of Koitzer. It's found in Simen Shin Lamed Vav, the beginning, a discussion about harvesting. Not the Av Melacha necessarily, but the rabbinic prohibitions connected to it. It says as follows, Ein Olin B'ilon. One of the things that is included in the issue of Ketzira, of harvesting, is one is not allowed to ascend a tree. Bein lach, bein yovesh. Whether this tree is alive or if it's dried up. And the Mishnah Berurah says, v'filu im kvarnis yovesh l'gamri, if it's completely dried up, she'ein bo shum lachuchas klal, there's no moisture in any of its branches or in the tree, the bark. V'gam nishua lov anofav ferosav, everything's been removed. There's no fruit, there's no branches. Do shayach bo achakach shum chshash tlisha. There's really very little of a concern that one is going to end up being tolish, going to end up detaching any part of this tree. They made a gather, this is a rabbinic enactment, that one is not allowed to use a tree because of the possibility of this prohibition of tolish, that one will end up detaching certain things, will fall into the category of katsira, of harvesting. And therefore, one is not allowed to ascend a tree on Shabbos. Furthermore, says the Mechaber, v'ein nitlin bo, one is not allowed to hang, meaning themselves, really, or to lean upon such a tree, as the Gemara discusses. V'ein mishtamshin b'mechumor l'karka klal. And you're not allowed to use this tree, for example, to hang things on a tree, at all. That's not allowed. Gezeira shemayalav yitlosh. It's possible that the branches will break off, or you'll break off a branch. Olo be'ilon b'Shabbos. What happens if a person does ascend a tree on Shabbos? So it depends. B'shogeg mutalerit. If you did it, you didn't really know the laws very well, so just come down from the tree. However, b'mezid osalerit. It tells us that you're stuck on that tree all Shabbos. And actually, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not sure how many people would actually do this, but that's what it says. B'mezid, you're not allowed to come down. Ad motzi Shabbos, dekansinon lei. It's a kanah. So the penalty is you're stuck in a tree all Shabbos. Hopefully you only did this toward the end of Shabbos, not on Friday night. But, well, that's any tree. And now this is referring to a tree that's mechubar l'karka. It says it has to be attached to the ground. And more specifically, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, it's actually brought down a next sif, it says, v'davke b'gvoa min ha'aretz shlosh tvachim. It's only considered a tree if it's three tvachim high. If it's like a foot high, then you're not allowed to go on that type of a tree. Or let's say you have a tree which is cut down partially, and then all you have is the stump. If it's a foot high, which is therefore above three tefachim, then the laws of not using it apply. So this is what the rule is. A person should not ascend such a tree. Now, v'im olam mibod yom, if let's say one climbed up this tree on Friday before Shabbos, v'chol gami mutalerid b'nishchashecha, you could go down on Shabbos. The Yishom in there, those that are strict, they say, the hanimili kishohaya daitalerid mibod yom. It's only if you intended to really come down on Friday and you got stuck up there for whatever reason. V'im lo haya daitalerid mibod yom, if your intention was to climb up on Friday to stay there and then be there a little bit for Shabbos, lo yirei mishchashecha, you're not allowed to come down. Kivan shohaya because you had a thought process of doing something wrong initially, even though you went up there on Friday, so therefore you wouldn't be allowed to come down. Obviously, it's just pointing out, not that a person would end up doing this, but staying up on a tree on Shabbos, but the idea is the severity of making sure that one does not violate any of these rabbinic laws. So Davka says the Ramah, this is specifically, Adam Sha'olasham, a person. If you put something on a tree on Friday, an object, then certainly in all circumstances one is not allowed to remove that object. So the only time that there's a question is if you are the one that's on top of the tree, but if there's an object on that tree, it is not allowed to be removed on Shabbos. That's brought down in Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, further discussing this melacha of Kotzer. It says as follows, Gam b'melechas Kotzer osu chazal gedorim. So the sages made various fences, so yavul avar al iser Torah, so that we'll not come to violate this prohibition, this Torah, biblical prohibition of Shabbos. Al kain, therefore, osu lalos b'Shabbos al ilan, as we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch, it's forbidden for a person to climb up a tree. Shemi yavalitlosh eis a dover, because while you're climbing up, you may break a branch while you're climbing up, and that's considered to be a form of kaitzer, of harvesting. Kamokin usser shimish be'ilon. You also have to use a tree. Kagon liishan olav. In the event that a person wishes to use the tree by leaning upon this tree, that you're not allowed to do. V'yafilim enu menido. Even if by you leaning on it, it's not going to cause the tree to sway. Shigamze nikra shimush. This is also a form of using the tree. Mekol machon nonetheless. Mutar lismach ma'at al ilan. Im eino menido. If a person is not going, if it's a strong tree, you could gently lean upon this tree. It's not an issue. Shizelo nikra shimush. That's not considered to be a form of its use. So you can lightly brush up against the tree, as long as you're not putting all of your weight upon this tree. It says v'cholze beberi. This is referring to someone who is healthy. Shachalamid heitev al raglav. If you can stand well on your feet anyway, shaz mashas samachatzmo al ha'il. And the fact that you're kind of leaning on that tree, lo nechshav kashimush. It's not like you're using it. Now, v'adam kochush. If you're a person who's weak, someone who's sick, shekashu lamid al raglav. It's hard for me to stand on my feet. Oz, in that situation, afil b'smicha ma'at, even leaning upon this tree a small amount, k'var nikra shimush, that's already considered to be use of this tree. Shugam b'smicha ma'at, samach atzmal ilan b'chol kochel, because you're putting all your weight on it, because I can't stand on my own. So by my pushing, leaning on this tree, it's putting all my weight, therefore it's a form of serving, of use of this tree. Nimsa shimishamash ima ilan of Asr. And therefore you're not allowed to do such a thing. Last little paragraph. Nechal be'isr shimush be'ilon, included in this category of using a tree, which one is not allowed to do on Shabbos, she'asol haniach veitzav al ilon. They're not to put your objects or to dangle upon a tree, to hang them up like a hook. V'chein asr lika chepet shekvar munach al ilon. Furthermore, if there's something on that tree, as we mentioned already in the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch talked about, Ramah, they're not allowed to remove it from the tree if it's already there. V'yafil hanichu shal mikodem Shabbos. Even if it was there on Friday, you cannot remove it. V'yafil haniach mikodem Shabbos. Asa b'devarim ha'matarim b'tiltol shemi yavul kachdem b'Shabbos. He says that even if a person wishes to put before Shabbos something which is not muksa, you're not allowed to remove them on Shabbos because, again, of the issue of the possibility that you may break one of these branches, and which will fall into the category of the malacha of Kotzer.